Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
WGN and a happy Thursday morning to you. Pretty foggy here in downtown Chicago and across the area at 10:38. You're listening to 720 WGN. Bill and Wendy are out. G and John G, we're having fun here to start things off.
Yes, my view is fantastic. Not only do I get to look at you, but all of downtown.
Hey, by the way, we got a text from the 815 during the finish the headline game. I didn't see it until now. We were talking about the family, the 1, 3, and 5-year-old that were left home alone, and the 5-year-old called because he called 911 because he couldn't figure out, he or she couldn't figure out how to work YouTube. And I think every family has maybe a story where someone called 911 where they shouldn't, and you absolutely shouldn't, and teach the kids that, but sometimes kids are crazy. The 815 said that daughter number 5, which sounds like Fiddler on the Roof there, but daughter number 5 called 911 because son was having trouble moving his mattress. So the son was rearranging his room. He couldn't move his mattress. So his sister called 911 to see if he could they could help on out.
Oh my goodness.
Did you ever accidentally, I can remember once or twice calling it as a kid, either as a prank or something, which is never what you want to do. And my dad's a firefighter and fire chief.
What?
And yeah, I know.
You would have been in major trouble if you called 911.
I remember they called back, and of course then you explain what the situation, but usually they still have to send someone because, you know, they don't know if someone's being held hostage or something crazy like that. So,
I mean, do you know how many times throughout my average day I'd love to call 911 for some help? Not just moving a mattress, but like...
Well, when we met the other day, you were having trouble
getting in. I need a good handyman.
Well, that's what 311 is for. Hey, we should mention the story, by the way. Maybe we'll get to it in the 11 o'clock hour. 311, which if anyone's ever called 311 in the city, you know that they've got a lot of issues. I'm not trying to bring them down, but it takes a while sometimes.
And they do good work.
They do. Yeah. And I've had the lights go out of my block, and they've come a couple hours later and fix it. They actually have an app now. For rats or anything like that. So we'll have to dive in. Maybe we'll try it here on the show. See if we can get 311 to come up and help you out with something, G. We'll do it on the...
I need all kinds of help.
Speaking of the help you need, you haven't done any of your shopping yet. And... Mm-mm. Look, tech gifts are always a great opportunity to buy someone, especially, you know, someone that's into tech, something that they want. But you don't want to break the bank because so many tech options. I mean, you're looking at a hefty price tag.
I was just about to say, John Hansen, I don't buy people tech gifts. That's expensive.
Right. Well, we've got an expert here. His name is Andy Choi. He's a Verizon tech expert. We're talking about gifts under $100. Andy, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me, John and G. Good to be here. And G, maybe it's a Korean thing because I haven't done my shopping.
Oh, no. Are you Korean?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my goodness. Listen, I got to get out of here. In my contract, it says 1 Korean per show. That's the quota. I want to be special, okay? Yeah, no, I'm just kidding.
I'm teasing. I'm picking Andy. Sorry, G, you got to go for this one. Andy, you used to be a TV reporter up in Wisconsin, too, so you're from the area as well. And we're talking tech gifts under 100. You're a tech expert at Verizon. Walk us through, you know, a few gift ideas that you have, because you know people are waiting to the last minute.
Well, it is funny, though. G makes a good point that, you know, when you think tech, you think, oh, my gosh, I can't get this person anything tech. It's a little too expensive. But what's nice is, you know, you can always get accessories, and that's sort of, you know, something that will fit into your budget. So we've got plenty of tech ideas, gifts under $100. I mean, I'll start out with one that, I mean, just about everybody could use. This is a Google Chromecast Ultra.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically an HDMI port for your television that connects to your Wi-Fi network. And what it does is it kind of turns your phone into a remote for your TV. So if your TV's not, you know, we've got all those kind of older model TVs at home.
Right.
Plug it in. Basically, whatever you're watching on your phone, you can just cast onto your TV. Your TV kind of becomes smart through that Chromecast. So, you know, YouTube, Hulu, all that good stuff.
Now, Andy, is this easy to use? Because we don't need anyone calling 911.
Yes, to figure it out.
Because they can't figure it out.
Nobody's calling 911 with this one. You plug it in. You find your Google Home app on the phone there. And basically anything that streams, so Netflix, if you're watching anything on your phone, which a lot of people, it's very easy to do, YouTube, Netflix, Hulu, there's going to be a little Chromecast icon. you hit it, and it just basically goes right to, from your phone to your TV.
Just so gotta make sure, just gotta make sure that the other TV has an HDMI port. So it doesn't have to be a smart TV by any stretch, but it's gotta have that HDMI port, which most TVs these days do.
What's an HDMI port? Just kidding. Just kidding.
Come on, G.
Well, listen, you know what? Because a lot of people have to face this when they go home for the holidays. It's like your parents or your grandparents save up all of their tech questions for you throughout the entire year. And then you get hit up with this list of tech to-dos. I'm sure this is what happens to you, Andy.
Right. Hey, Andy, I wanted to ask because I, you know, I had this pair of wireless Bluetooth speakers, and they're really crapping in and out. They're like 7 or 8 years old, and they just will not hold a charge. The Bluetooth's not good. Man, speaker technology has probably moved along pretty well. Is there any, like, cheap speakers out there that I could get to, you know, I don't know, throw in when I'm in the shower? Not in the shower, but in the bathroom or something like that?
Absolutely. In fact, you actually may be able to put this in the shower.
Oh, perfect.
Like, we don't really recommend it. It is waterproof, but there is a wireless speaker, Bluetooth, under $100. It's the JBL Link 10. This is a nice, rugged speaker. Basically, you can, you know, obviously play it through Bluetooth, but it's waterproof, dustproof. You could bang this around, take it to the beach when it's warmer. You know, it's very mobile. It's got a nice, warm, kind of warm low to it. So you've got, you know, a lot of Bluetooth speakers out there, they're going to sound a little tinny. This one's got that JBL sound that we all know and love. And it also has it's got voice activation. So on the top of this speaker, you're going to see the little Google icon. So if you want to, hey, Google some stuff, you can certainly use this JBL speaker.
What is your go-to shower song, John?
Oh, me?
Clearly, I can hear that you're...
Oh, man.
You need your speaker in the shower. There's a lot going on in there, man.
I time out my showers by doing three songs. That's how I know I have, you know, not in the morning when I'm getting ready for the jam on the U, but when I'm in the afternoon or the evening, that's when I'll do three songs, and usually I'll do, like, a classic rock one, a pop one, a lot of Madonna, Lady Gaga. Andy Troy, not to put you on the spot, but what's your favorite song to sing in the shower or listen to?
I actually had this conversation, and I've noticed that the 6-minute Bohemian Rhapsody is the perfect length for me. So by the time, you know, we get to, you know, Mamma Mia, Let Me Go, I should wrap up the shower. So
okay, what is going on with you men? You guys need to time your showers by the song so you know that you're clean enough?
Right, sudden bolt of lightning, that's when you move the loofah even quicker on your arms and legs, and Mamma Mia's when you're reaching under the underparts. Oh. Anyways, then your wife should have a way. Andy, I know you didn't expect to talk like
goodness
this.
Gracious.
Let's talk about charging up your phones, because a lot of people, either they keep their phones longer and battery power goes away, or, you know, they're on an outing and they're taking so many pictures. Especially around the holidays, a good charger would help out.
This is one of those things where, you know, even if you're not a tech enthusiast per se, everyone needs that power, and this is a great way to kind of show your friends some love. Nice stocking stuffer. It's a Mophie Power Station. This is a little portable charger. I mean, it kind of looks like, you know, the size of your phone there, so you could throw that in your purse, in your car, and it basically holds up to two additional charges. To fully charge your devices, compatible with both Apple and micro USB, USB-C, which is, we'll get to, when you see the charger there, you'll see this one.
Right.
Essentially, this is one of those things where everybody needs power, and you know, when you're out and about, you're always either looking for a plug or something like that. You don't need to do that. You just have the battery with you. And some of these power stations will have the built-in plug in there, so you don't have to carry that extra cord, which can be cumbersome. But this is in that sort of $50 range.
Oh, wow.
So some of these Mophies will be a little under, some of them a little over, but again, a pretty affordable tech gift and something that everybody could use.
That's great stuff. All right, so I have a problem. I had an OtterBox, and it was great for my phone that I had it on. Mine had like a little charge thing that kind of stopped working. I stopped using a box. I stopped using a protector, and within 2 months, I dropped my phone, and it is shattered, and I'm going to be keeping it for a while because I ain't getting a new phone. Really protective cases are important.
Yes, and you know, the OtterBox is fantastic, and among the OtterBox family, there's something called the Defender series. So this does more than just, you know how some of these cases, you just kind of wrap it around the phone. Well, this one not only, it places a case around it, but then it's got the wrap. And so you've got a nice grip to the phone and just a nice weight to it so that if you do drop it, it can, you know, again, some of these cases are waterproof, dustproof. but essentially pretty much protects you against any sort of drops, bumps, dust, things like that. Comes in all shapes and sizes, iPhone, Samsung, Pixel. So, again, if you go back to the idea that, you know, I can't get my friend a tech gift. Well, if your friend invested in, you know, a very expensive phone, you know, you could do the next best thing and help protect it with one of these cases.
That's good stuff.
Sounds like a personal bodyguard.
Yeah. G's been writing down the list. Andy, we got to let you go, but we really appreciate it. You can follow Andy. I love your Twitter account. Is it Dude, It's Andy Choi? Is that how we find you?
Yes, it is. It's Dude, It's Andy Choi on Twitter.
A Verizon tech expert. Andy, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Bye, brother Andy.
Bye-bye, Sister G.
Too many Koreans on. I'm turning off this phone line. By the way, we had a texter saying, the 630, this Korean listener doesn't shop until December 23rd. Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Like, is it a thing now?
I have no idea. I mean,
calling all Koreans, text us, 312-981-7200.
Listen, you get in trouble when you try to represent for an entire group of people.
I'm just curious.
Mine is just sheer laziness.
Okay.
It's also panic and being paralyzed from pressure of feeling like I can't get the perfect gift because I'm a perfectionist. So then I end up not getting anything. And then I'm just like paralyzed because it's getting too late.
Too late.
And then I freak out.
And you freak out.
So that's what happens.
We don't want that. We'll have to take a quick break so you can catch your breath here. By the way, we have a funny couple texts coming in about accidental 911 stories. Any more of those, you shouldn't be doing it, but if you've got a good one that your kids maybe did, I want to hear this. 312-981-7200 or songs you sing in the shower to keep you going. I think we got good two topics to take us up to news. Quick commercial break, then plenty more. G and John here in 720 WGN.